Happy Sabbath. How's everyone doing this morning? I believe the last time I spoke here was last year during Co-Port Testimonies. And you know, every year I kind of tell myself I'm never going to do it again. But towards the end of the co-portering term, I say, wow, this was really worth it. Praise God I joined. And I told Giancarlo, you know, we should do this every summer. In the beginning of the co-portering term, I would never say that. But towards the end, I see the value in it, and I can know that I've gained a blessing, and it was such a privilege for me to do it. And as next summer came around, which is pretty a little while ago, Giancarlo again gave the appeal. We're going to have a co-portering team. And I said, oh no, not again. Even though I had said, let's do it again. And so I said, okay, God, I know you want me to do this because I always gain a blessing from it and everyone else gains a blessing from it. And as time got closer and closer, I told my wife about it. And previous to this, I didn't have a child. And I said, okay, I have a child now, Lord. Can I still do it? And God said, yes, you can still do it. And my wife said, yes, you can still do it. You better do it. And I heard Giancarlo was going to go to the mainland. And I said, Lord, does this mean that I don't have to go co-portering? Could it be true? And I got a little bit excited. And then when Giancarlo gave his testimony, a sermon before he left, he said, and for those of you who are planning to go co-portering, just because I'm leaving, don't think that you're not going to go. Because someone is going to be taking my place, so you're going to go. And I said, oh, well, I guess so much for that idea. And, well, here I am. And I've had lots of good experiences so far, and I want to share one with you. I'm going to be sharing from a little book called Co-Porter Ministry, a few chapters. You know, there's a danger in hesitating. And when God and Giancarlo asked me, you know, to go co-portering, I wanted to hesitate. I wanted to doubt. And there's a chapter here says, as the prophet Jonah thought of the difficulties and seeming impossibilities of his commission, he was tempted to question the wisdom of the call. And as I was called, I began to question the wisdom of the call. Lord, there's a lot of difficulties, and are you sure I'm going to be effective? I mean, I don't have any talents really that I know of. But I said, okay, I'm going to do it. And I dismissed the doubts, and I dismissed it all, and I went forward. And this is one thing that we all must do when we are called by God. Dismiss the doubts, because Satan gives us doubts. So we were going on a street, and we had a somewhat discouraging day. And sure, I had divine appointments. Sure, I sold books. But I got so many rejections. And I don't know, I just felt a little discouraged. And as it was almost time to go home, it was around 7. It was a little earlier, and Giancarlo called us all into the van. I said, phew, what a day. We can rest. And as we were waiting for a couple of people, Giancarlo said, okay, let's pray for them. And they were taking a little while, and said, so Giancarlo looked at me and he said, Josh, go knock on some more doors. I said, oh boy. Okay, Lord, I'll go. And so I began knocking on the door, and I said, Lord, give me the words to say. Please bring the right person to the door. And this lady came to the door, and I said, hi, my name is Josh. We're students on a scholarship program. And, you know, I gave my canvas, and she looked at me and she said, really? Show me what you have. So I started showing her my books, you know, and I said, I'm a Christian, you know, I'm a Seventh-day Adventist. And no, she said, are you, what kind of Christian are you? I'm a Seventh-day Adventist. I said, do you know any Seventh-day Adventist? She said, well, I know one from Pune, a Filipino lady. And I said, okay, tell me who it is. I could tell you who it is. She said, well, I don't think I can remember her. It was a few years ago that I met this lady. And I said, does she have kids? Does she sing? Does she do this? Does she do that? She says, one thing I can tell you, she has long hair. I said, oh, that's Ninita. And does she play the guitar? Yes, she does. She came to my church once. And so I made friends with her like that, because I knew someone that she knew. And so we began talking, and I began showing her my books. And she said, you know, these are beautiful books, but I need to show my husband. You know, me and my husband, we are pastors. And we pastor a church called Kingdom Culture. And my husband would like to see these books before we even consider purchasing them. So her husband came, and she said to her husband, you know, husband, what's really interesting, she said, she called him by his name, what's really interesting is that I was praying for God to send someone to our door to share health. And the first books I shared to her were health. And I said, wow, you're giving me chicken skin. And I said, you know what's interesting? I prayed earlier today that God would give me a testimony to share. And this is my testimony. And she said, wow, praise God. Please share this testimony. And you know, she was able to get two children's books. She got The Desire of Ages. She got He Taught Love. She got Peace. And she got God's Answers to Your Questions. And she invited me to her church. And she and her husband prayed for me. And I also prayed for them. And it was such a, I could, you know, as we were praying, I could just feel God's presence, God's angels. And I was like, wow, thank you, Giancarlo, for sending me to one more door. And it was that last door that God wanted me to share these books with the people. And, you know, God uses each and every one of us in different ways. We all have different friends, and we all have certain people that God wants to use us to reach. And I would like to share a few more little passages of encouraging tips that we could use as we reach out to our friends and our neighbors in the community. The Savior will send help. The precious Savior will send help just when we need it. The way to heaven is consecrated by His footsteps. Every thorn that wounds our feet has wounded His. Every cross that we are called to bear, He has borne for us. The Lord permits conflicts to prepare the soul for peace. You know, that wasn't even one that I was going to share with you, but it was so powerful, wasn't it? Praise God. That's a new one. Let me just continue. Not a sigh is breathed, not a pain felt, not a grief pierces the soul, but the throb vibrates to the Father's heart. God is bending from His throne to bear the cry of the oppressed, to bear to every sincere prayer He answers, here I am. He uplifts the distressed and downtrodden. In all our affliction, He is afflicted. In every temptation and every trial, the angel of His presence is near to deliver. So God is always near us to help us. We are to exercise the faith of Caleb. It was Caleb's faith in God that gave him courage, that kept him from the fear of man, even the mighty giants, the sons of Anak, and enabled him to stand boldly and unflinchingly in defense of the right. Oftentimes, as co-porters, we are afraid. You know, we're afraid. What's behind that door? We're afraid of those dogs. We're afraid of getting yelled at, afraid of being rejected. But we are to have the faith and courage of Caleb, because God is standing right by our side. We have nothing to fear. Work with determination. Those in the service of God must show animation and determination. Oftentimes when we meet these people at the door, we have to have a big smile on our face, and we have to show them that we are excited and we are animated and we are determined. And when they say, I'm not interested, we say, well, I have another one that you'll like. No, I don't think so. Well, do you have children? No. What do you like to read? I know you'll like this one. And we just keep being persistent. And we need to be persistent. It says, remember that there are those who will perish unless we, as God's instrumentalities, work with determination that will not fail nor become discouraged. The throne of grace is to be our continual dependence. We have to continually rely upon God, because we have no strength of our own. We have nothing to give, and therefore we must continually pray. Like Brittany said, I never prayed so much in my life as much as I did in these past week. It's so true. Working for God teaches us to depend upon Him and to pray. Difficulties will arise that will try your faith and your patience. It says, face them bravely. Look on the bright side. If the work is hindered, be sure that it is not your fault. Then go forward rejoicing in the Lord. Trials mean benefit. Oftentimes, we try to avoid trials. We try to avoid those things that are hard, those things that test our faith, and, you know, those things that oftentimes can bring discouragement. But it says trials mean benefit. When tribulation comes upon us, how many of us are like Jacob? We think it's the hand of the enemy. Satan is testing me. Satan is discouraging me. And in darkness, we wrestle blindly until our strength is spent, and we find no comfort or deliverance. We also need to learn that trials mean benefit. We are not to despise the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when we are rebuked of him. And I believe that one reason why we grow so much doing this work is because we are being trialed. We're going through trials, and it causes us to trust in God. The Lord Jesus, our efficiency. Workers for Jesus Christ are never to think, much less speak, of failure in their work. And I just want to encourage every one of you, whatever you may be doing, don't even speak or don't even think one word of discouragement. Jesus is to be our inspiration. And as we place ourselves in his hands to be channels of light, our means of doing good will never be exhausted. We may draw upon his fullness and receive of that grace which has no limit. And one more. Expect great things. As we work for Jesus, we are to expect great things. It is not the capabilities you now possess or ever will have that will give you success. It is that which the Lord can do for you. You know, oftentimes I said, I cannot do it. I have nothing to give. And it's true. All of us have nothing to give. But as long as we are willing, how many of you would like to be willing? If you are all willing, I saw all those hands go up. Praise God. God can use every single one of you. It says we need to have far less confidence in what man can do and far more confidence in what God can do for every believing soul. Do you believe that Jesus longs to have us reach out to him? He longs to have us reach out to him by faith. And it says that he longs to have us expect great things from him. He longs to give us understanding in temporal as well as in spiritual matters. And Jesus can sharpen our intellect. He can bring things to our remembrance. You know, when I go to the door, I say, Lord, give me the words to say. I don't know what to say. He can give us the words to say like that. He can sharpen the intellect. He can give tact and skill. Put your talents into the work. Ask God for wisdom, and it will be given you. Is that encouraging to you? It's encouraging to me. One more. Those who work for God will meet with discouragement. There's no doubt. You are going to meet discouragements. But the promise is always theirs. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And there's a Bible verse I want to share with you. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, if you could all turn here, it's a powerful verse. Second Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. It says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Jesus left heaven to come to this earth. You know, we are leaving the comforts of our own home to go out into the community. And it's so much less sacrifice than Jesus has made for us. Let's just remember the blessings that we have from God. We want to share those blessings with others. We want to see those people in heaven as well. Amen. God is so good. Shall we have a closing prayer? Father in heaven, we want to thank you so much for the privilege of working for you. Thank you for the testimonies that were given that are so inspiring. Thank you for each and every one that you brought here on this beautiful Sabbath day to hear these messages of encouragement. Please continue to use every one of us for your glory. And as we have our closing song now, we pray that your angels would continue to sing with us. Guide us throughout this Sabbath day in Jesus' name. Amen.